Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You really have two options: move the fuck forward or sit in misery
and wallow in your sadness.
That's all you got.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Welcome to the very first second episode of the Mum Truth podcast. If that doesn't make sense, it doesn't need to. Just go with it.
You know what? We are, guys, we are at home. We are in self-isolation. We have 7 kids and the two of us. And we've had so many epiphanies about being home with the kids and this
really?
Whole... Yeah, we have.
We have.
Yeah, I can well, go through them.
My favorite was so many of you were tagging Super Great yesterday.
Which Super Great.
I loved so much because when in doubt, talk to children because they are so...
Super great.
So just like, this is super great. Like, yeah. This is the best. This is Chloe's... best time of her life.
Yeah,
it has never been better.
Yeah.
This to her is the cat's meow, if that's a thing, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I love this.
I love
this. When am I going back to school? Maybe just, never. I love this.
She has a play date in the morning.
Yep.
With her self-isolation. She has a play date at dinner time.
Yep. Bless you. Oh, thank you for doing your sleep.
which definitely is, but, and, the thing is that this is, you know, at a time when everyone who goes to offices, we often say we wish we could just go to an office so the kids would respect that we do our work and they would think that we have a job. This is like one of the first, there's lots of positives to being a working stay-at-home mom, don't get me wrong. But this more than ever has proven to be like, we're kind of pros at this. Oh, gosh. You know, we're pros at staying home, but I have to tell you one thing to interrupt. they were, I was watching Jimmy Fallon last night, and they were playing this game where I say one word, and I get you to...
Like ad-libs, mad libs.
Yeah, so I say one thing, and I was like, I think you and I would be so good at it, because you don't even have to use any words, and I already know what word you would say.
Okay, you know what I mean? Let's play that on Late Night Live. Let's play that on Late Night Live.
Because some of them were like... It was funny, because I predicted what some of them were going to say. Anyways.
So,
being home with the kids is not, it is actually, I know it's only day three, but it's not a huge change for us.
This is our summer. This is what we do for months and months on end.
We sign them up for camp, we take them away, and we give them no scheduling. Like, this is normal for us.
I know, my poor mom, she was texting me, and she's like, I think you should do this. I think you should do this. I think Olivia and Taylor should do this. And I said, I'm like, Mom, we're like only day three of.
And it's still just March break.
I was like, we're only on day three, and I'm like, I'm not finding this hard right now. I'm really fortunate. I find what harder is I feel for people who are losing their jobs and who don't know how to, that makes me sad, and it makes me that uncomfortable feeling, because I know if we feel it, everybody feels it.
25% of businesses will not survive 30 days
in Canada. That's only in Canada. Can you imagine in America?
Oh my gosh.
Like, my girlfriend in New York was like, it is the industry of restaurants and going out and shopping. And if you're not doing that,
I know.
What are you doing?
Yeah, because literally, I mean, the majority of people live paycheck to paycheck or in debt to try and just be able to get through it all. And now this time it's crushing. It's crushing for them.
So I feel bad for that. But every morning I wake up and I'm like, okay, today we are one day closer from being in a new place. And that's great. We're going to be in a new place. And Jake, who was on our Late Night Live, said to us,
he identified our coping mechanisms.
He's like, some people deal with their life through optimism. That's their coping mechanism. Some people cry. Some people don't eat. Some people overeat.
Speaking of eating, he was saying at this time, make sure that your kids are eating meals because stress can diminish your appetite. I messaged him this morning. I said, there is no trouble over here with my appetite in case you were worried.
Yeah,
or our appetite is fully intact and our children. I texted him. I just wanted to know as I was sitting there eating breakfast.
There is no problem.
I don't usually have breakfast, and now I'm eating breakfast.
So I think that the biggest thing is you got to let go of what you can't control, which is basically everything at this moment. And you just got to be in the moment of like, you know, I don't know how many people have not had an excuse to do nothing in so long. That's the good thing.
I know.
We can feel not guilty about not doing anything because really you can't do anything.
And I just keep telling my kids when they say, what are we going to do today? I, you know, instead of getting angry at them, I just look at them, I go, that's ridiculous. The same thing as yesterday and the same thing as tomorrow. This is it, kids.
They're going to fall into.
I really feel it's so weird. Like this morning I was sitting there, I did an Insta story and I was like, everyone has just figured out that I am offering them nothing.
Yeah.
And they know that if they come to me and say, what are you going to do? I'm going to say, go outside and play.
Yeah, I love it. I also told the kids that they have to rotate because the house was a mess. And I'm like, each day one of you is cleaning the main floor. So nice. Who wants to do today? So Olivia raised her hand. So I'm like, get the vacuum. So she had to pull up the vacuum. She had to plug it in. She did the whole floor. I'm like, load the dishwasher, start the dishwasher. I go clean everything up.
And I swear when they're bored, it's kind of fun doing chores.
Yep. So they did that. And then tomorrow's Max. And I was like, you're not going to look at me and sit and fight. You're going to do something.
Oh gosh. Well, Taylor didn't think there was enough rules about, cause you know how she is with her cleanliness. So last night she wrote and put on the mirror rules, and they all have to do with tidying up after yourself. You know, she's like, last night we had,
great. You know what you're teaching them?
Yeah.
When you underparent, your kids will step up and overparent.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's called Lord of the Flies. Like, y'all figure this shit out. Cause mama ain't doing it.
I was having quiet time with TJ and Taylor's like, I want to bake. And I'm like, well, go ahead. And I mean,
it was delicious. I mean, I ate that shit. I went to Mao Town on that shit.
Oh my God. Five mushy bananas when it called for two. But anyways, it turned into banana pudding over white ice cream. And yes, I have no idea why I call it white ice cream, because I call chocolate ice cream, not brown.
Not brown.
White ice cream.
Brown's disgusting.
Yeah.
Brown ice cream.
Oh, I saw diarrhea color.
Stop it.
BMW.
Stop it.
A BMW diarrhea color.
That's weird. I mean, why would you pay for that shit unless it's really cool?
No, you know, sometimes if you have an outrageous color, you'll get a discount.
Right.
So, and look at this. We're staring at a mom, and she's with her kids, and like, the family time is legit. happening right now.
I think it's really, you know, we're going to do a Mom Truth this Friday, which is probably being released on the same day as this, of just how really annoying, what they're doing is normal. A lot of people are going to wonder if their kids are normal.
Yeah.
They're normal.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah. No, they are. This is how they behave.
Yep.
This is what they do. They're actually not acting out of character.
Nope.
It's you just have never spent so much time with them. Oh, look, dogs are walking in the cemetery now. No, but, yeah, it's true. We send our husbands to the office.
I don't send them. He leaves. I don't even see him in the morning. He just goes to... So, in all seriousness, his company is still working because he's in construction, and construction is not shut down yet. I say yet, quote-unquote yet.
My husband closed his office, but if he's the only one there, then that's fine with me. He's like, am I leaving you hanging? And I'm like, no. If you and I were here all day, I guarantee that's too many bodies in a house.
Yeah, I got a few text messages. So my husband's like, I think the kids should be doing this. My mom's
what?
Texting
What?
What
does your husband say?
Chores. More chores. They should
perfect.
Be doing this.
I'm with that.
Yeah, but I'm like, can you just give me a beat? Like, just give me a beat to like, just like, you know, I understand that you think they should, but I'm the one that am. Stop shooting me. And start letting me.
You know what? Moms are constantly feeling
shootings.
Guilty and putting more pressure. And the pressure that they must be feeling right now to make sure that their kids aren't missing out on education is one thing.
Oh,
we don't need that on top of everything else. And you know what? Someone put up an Insta story and I saw it. And it's like, you know, do things that you love because you have time to do them. And what life is learning.
Yeah, life is learning. I will say that if you find comfort and routine in schooling, do it.
Don't
but if you don't, fuck it.
Yeah. You got to do you at this time.
I said to my mom, because I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by the feelings of the economy and the things. And I said to my mom, I'm like, this is not... I think everyone feels like it's just them. This is a world problem. Like, it's the entire world. It's to the babysitters who can't work. It's to the teachers who might get laid off. Because it's to the tutors. It's right down to the fucking, literally, the person who washes the dishes. The people who sweep the floors. It's every single person. And I said, there's a lot of smart people. And globally, this is not... The world is not over. Everybody is affected by this.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about that is like, although it's scary because so many people are involved, there's a tiny bit of comfort in knowing that like people are going to try and figure this out. You know, it's going to be hard, but like, you're not alone. Oh God, it's so hard to say. Oh my gosh, people having to pay the rent. Just, I think about how expensive rent is in your houses, but in your businesses.
Everything.
I know.
Everything. But, that being said,
we're going to figure this out. And you know what?
Yes, I want to let people know that it feels like doomsday. It is not doomsday. I said, people have done this. We have been through this.
Yeah.
Our grandparents have been through this.
Yeah.
People survive this.
Yeah.
Like, if we come together and understand that together, like, you know, every day, again, ground yourself in that fucking gratitude I talked about before.
It's so funny hearing you say that.
What?
Ground yourself in
gratitude.
Well,
you have two options, okay?
No, I know, but just the way you say it.
Ground yourself in gratitude.
That is so the opposite of what I would expect to come out of your mouth.
I believe that I have, you know, also Jake was talking about tenors, and we've talked about tenors, and this is, again, an MSW. I feel like, I'm like, God, I feel so...
MSW? What's that?
Master's in Social Work.
Oh.
I'm like, I do have a social work degree. That's probably why we say this shit, but he was saying, you know, some people do react to life at a level 10, and he's like, try to calm that down. I go, yeah, but Jake, some people react to life at a level 10 from like when an egg drops or when like they can't find their keys. And I'm like, this is like for some people like a level 100 and you're asking them just to back it down. I was like, easier said than done.
True.
So that's why I'm like, if you just stop for a minute, stop thinking about yourself and just say, you know what? All you have to say is, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. And you know what else? You know, a lot of people use this to help themselves fall asleep and start the day. And I don't do this, but I've heard other people do this, is that you write down 5 things you're grateful for at the beginning of the day. Yeah, right.
I don't do this.
No, I don't, because I'm always thinking of what I'm grateful for, and I'm always reminding
just
my
thankful.
Husband what we're thankful for.
Yeah, yeah.
Look
at
these
very
children.
Thankful for me. And I said, we have green space. We have a backyard.
No.
We have, like, you know, every, like, life is not about finding. You really have two options: move the fuck forward or sit in misery
and wallow in your sadness.
That's all you got.
You know, one of my friends was having a hard time yesterday. Again, because of her job, and basically she has to, at a time like this, she has to show, and this is probably happening in so many people, she has to show how at this time she is bringing value to the company. When her job is usually just to support, she now has to... She has to prove it. She has to prove why they should keep her on salary. And so she was very upset. Anyway, she put it out to the girls, and one of the girls called her this morning, you can imagine who, and just gave her lots of, like, really helpful things and ideas of how to show that you're
valuable
and all that. So she feels better today, but she's like, day by day, because, you know, so many people are just flat out being let go for the time being.
Yeah, our accountant said that, you know, a lot of people are just being let go until they can figure it out, but... That being said, if you can let go of where your kids are at instead of where they should be, so if they are being dickbags or if they are not, like, you know, living up to what makes your life easier, it's okay. Like, put them in the backyard, take them for a walk, just do something that gives you a minute to breathe. Put them in front of the fucking TV.
Yeah.
Whatever gives you a minute to breathe, because you might get overwhelming feelings, and that's okay. And, you know, for us in our business right now, it's a shitstorm. It is absolutely a shitstorm, and we have been told that, you know, the climate right now is super sensitive and that, you know, people don't want to see hashtag ad, and that's how we make most of our money. And I said, you know, I said, I caution all of us to be aware. I asked for a team call and I said, you know, I caution all of us to be aware that, yes, we need to be sensitive, but also that if we just stop and do nothing, that's not productive for anybody. And there's a way to unroll content that is not offensive. And it's not like, go do this, go buy this. But, like, for example, like, we shared a WW recipe yesterday, not because we're like, it was just something that was natural for us. Not because we had to. It was just like, this might be helpful for moms who are currently on WW and they might want that. We didn't say, go sign up. We said, this is a great recipe that your kids can eat and love and devour. And it's healthy. And
they haven't stopped commercials on the television and they haven't stopped selling chocolate bars.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, there is a place for people. And yes, money is sensitive right now, but you might have things in your house or you might have something you need to buy, and if we love it, I'm not going to stop telling you, like, you know, that this works or this does this, and I'm super cognizant. And in our execution, we are never like, go do this, go buy this. But for the people who like to work out, maybe there's an online program we're trying that we love that I think could be useful to helping people keep people's minds sane. That being said, we're also giving out free content right, left, and fucking center so that no one has to pay for it. And every time we say hashtag ad, it's not about you guys going to buy something. It's about us being able to support our free content that we deliver. Because if we have to drop everything because we can't support our team and we can't make things work, then no one's winning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you're going to go to the grocery store and be like, I have to buy something and this is recommended, I'm going to fucking buy that.
Yeah. I mean, I take the recommendations of people, like, that I admire and that I have...
You
things in common with. Yeah, that I trust.
I mean, I'm out of face wash. I gotta go buy face wash.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you brought face wash to my daughter, and this morning she's like, I think my face looks better.
I love it.
So, yeah. And, you know, our husbands are spending more time together. Our children are spending more time together.
It's so cute.
I love it.
My husband to come over again for a beer. Like, yeah. I think it's so helpful in this time to talk about something other than work stressors and coronavirus. Like, I really think it's helpful to have.
Oh, well, it was the best thing that could have happened to our husbands as they were sitting there having a beer last night. Tom Brady going to a new team. Like, and
where is he going?
He is going to Tampa. The Buccaneers. Is that what they're called?
Dude.
I know. It's really strange. And so, but there's so much conversation around it. And finally, the sports stations had something to talk about. So it was so great. And they're like, they are going to beat the shit out of this for like days and days and days. And then luckily it's like,
they probably did that on purpose because there's nothing else going on. My husband's like, is there anything else going on in the news? And Nat's like, well, someone got shot, but that's not really in Toronto, but no, it's not really getting covered. Yeah, and no. I guess Tom Brady's leaving, but again, that's barely being covered.
Yeah. Well, it hit last night.
So now
it was breaking news last night.
All right. So now, because there's nothing else. So
nothing
it's
else
like,
about. Yeah, no, I would, you know, my husband's like, if you two don't find something to do that goes viral at a time like this, I don't trust your content.
Your husband said that to us
because there's so many things going around. Like, have you seen the picture of that naked guy?
No.
Come on.
Yeah. The one that Neil showed us last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like everywhere. Like that guy is so, now there's a t-shirt your husband showed me.
Of him?
Barstool Sports. It's a white t-shirt, and it's just a picture of it, just his head, and it says, if you know, you know.
Like, oh, smart.
This guy is so famous.
I hope he's making money off of it, because he's not getting tagged in. So basically, it's this link about how it goes, how the president has coronavirus, hit the link, and then you hit the link, and it is a big, giant man with a big, giant cock. Huge.
It's like, huge, and he's just sitting on the bed.
I think it's been superimposed. It's like an elephant. It's so...
But he's a big guy.
Dude, that is so large.
I actually it's think it horse. Suits him. It's just a weird shape. But I've seen it on people's stories. I've seen people photoshopping him as like with like gloves and like for coronavirus. Like this guy.
He's everywhere.
And he's kind of cute. Like I just, where is this guy?
I hope he owns his content because let me tell you, his cock is famous. His cock is so famous.
He needs, this is going to be the best thing that's going to happen is that people are going to find him and interview him.
The only I'm not thing is sure mainstream news can. So, tell us, is your cock real? Let's fucking find him and interview him.
Yes,
and,
I was going to say he'll be great on our podcast.
On Late Night Live.
Yeah, Late Night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. www.mumtruthco.com.
And I actually was thinking last night, how can I find Kwok for late night
love? Oh, God, and just
Skype. Yeah, surprise you. I'm going to find him and surprise you and Skype him in. Yeah, I'm not joking. Ace is time.
Okay, he's a very serious guy.
So?
Okay.
He put his dick in you in a lake. He's not that serious. In a public lake. You're lucky you didn't get some weird thing in a...
Like a tadpole didn't swim up, and then I got pregnant with a tadpole baby?
There's fungus in the lake, for sure.
Even back then?
Bacteria. Everywhere. Yeah, bacteria. Everywhere.
I mean,
you're lucky.
I know.
And you probably didn't use a condom.
No.
Oh, you are so lucky. Wow. Pre-cum is real.
This is a terrible example.
For what? For kids.
All you young girls listening.
Don't do that. Don't go naked in a lake and swim from behind. Bad, bad.
And the crazy thing about it, too, is that I continued to be with him, and I still never slept with him. So that's the only time he got.
You can get pregnant with just a slip.
I know.
Although it was in the water, so it's a bit, it probably diluted a bit.
Diluted the
There's
sperm.
Pre-cum. That's for real. Watch
I know
out.
I have a friend who got pregnant from pre-cum.
Bet she lied.
I totally think she lied. I was thinking
Me
that.
Me too. Yeah. She was like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know.
He just touched it and I got pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's what you're telling your parents.
Totally. Like, I didn't even. We just did this. I don't know about that.
I know.
But no, you could get herpes of the vag.
Oh my God.
You could have.
I could have.
Yeah, you could have got herpes. You could have got genital warts.
Oh my God, because he wasn't a virgin.
Oh, dude, how do you know?
Oh, because he'd had girlfriends before.
So you were a girlfriend and didn't
sleep with him. No, but I knew someone that had slept with him.
Oh. This is juicy. Was she a friend?
You know, it's a crazy thing.
Well, we got all the time in the world. Was she a friend?
Like a friend of a friend, but we were not friendly because...
Of Kwok.
Yes.
So she got mad at you. Was it me? Not me. I'm just making sure. I have a blurry memory of those times. I mean...
Was it me? Did I sleep with Kwok? That would have been amazing if we just identified that you had slept with Kwok.
And that I wasn't talking to you. Oh, wait, but we're in the car together. Imagine. Wow. No, we've never crossed over.
No.
Great news. So Kwok, so this girl and you, are you still friendly?
No. But my friend works with her.
Shut up. I bet she knows Kwok. Let's give her a call.
Wait, she definitely knows Kwok.
Well, let's call her. Maybe she's got Kwok's number.
I don't think she has Kwok's number. I don't think so.
We should call Romeo.
I would actually know how to get Kwok's number, you know.
Well, Natalie.
I'm not calling him. He's a married man.
I will call him and be like, Kwok, you're famous on the Cat and Nat world. We just need a visual. What if he's gone bald?
It's always a shaved head.
What if it's receded?
No, but like bald.
If you were to get remarried.
Yes. Would it be Kwok? No.
Would you
go
older, younger, or what if they had bald head?
Okay, bald head, I could probably get down with that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, and I would probably go older.
Older?
Yeah, because I want to be like someone's hot ticket. I'd probably go overweight too, and ugly. So he's so excited to have me. Like he's like he like you know, he's like he like bows right, down.
So we're
to
going
me. Fat, old, ugly, and old.
Nat goes like this to her husband. So what do you think of me naked? And he's silent. And she's like, this is not good.
No, you're not supposed to. And then he said, it's been better.
It's been better. And she was like, I married the biggest dickbag husband. And he's sitting there. And he's like, what do you think of me naked? And she's like, well, where this is the backyard as the kids are playing in the backyard. And she's like, well, you look better with a tan. And he's like, what? It was pretty funny. And when they tan, they highlight their private parts that are not tanned.
Right.
Not attractive.
Because it glows?
It glows.
Yeah.
It is like, this is a random podcast. Holy shit, balls of fire.
I know.
It's a tan, great, but tan your dick.
Okay, can you tan that skin, though, do you think?
We should spray tan
Self-tanner.
Let's call Hassan. Get on the phone.
Okay, get on the
phone. We're going to call
Hassan. Oh, gosh.
And he's in self-quarantine, too. Let's just give him a little ring-a-ding-ding.
And he's so, so insightful. You know, Hassan is a very funny.
I can't wait to do a podcast with him. He is
intelligent,
next.
Deep. Like, he has answers for everything.
Everything.
Let's just ask him. We'll have to let him know he's on the podcast.
Yeah.
Get it close.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, we'll let it ring and then we'll pick it up.
Okay, right, okay.
So, yeah, we're just going to get this answer for you. Now, he is a little bit darker than the rest of the population.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not
yes.
the rest of the population. Then, y'all, it's Cassie. You're on our podcast. We just have a few questions for you from a male perspective.
Sure, I have a male perspective.
Great, okay. Now, can the skin of a penis get tanned?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, it's skin like any other part of the body.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not special skin?
For sure.
All right. Next question. When you spray tan, do you tan your dick because we tan our boobs?
No.
Oh! What, do you put a sock on it?
No! Well, boobs and dick are different. You spray tan your vagina.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You do?
Well, I mean, the problem is I wear underwear that has holes in it, so my vag looks leopardish.
Oh, that's really attractive.
Hassan, I'm married. Don't forget it. Any vagina is attractive married.
So if there's
I'll tell you what. I think tan lines are really sexy. I love tan lines.
Oh, yeah. I like tan
but
lines.
But what if they wear board shorts? You know, then the thighs and anaconda glaring at you. Yeah. So
board
banana hammock.
No.
You got to wear a banana hammock.
Yeah, you got to wear, like, briefs. Then you get, like, a nice tan line. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hassie, we really appreciate you weighing in on this. And to shave, to manscape, or to not manscape?
100% manscape.
And if they don't know how to do it, can they figure that out?
Yeah, you gotta, like, figure it out. Ask your friends. I don't know.
You could probably Google it, too. Actually, and Hassan, just for one fun fact, could you please tell them what you found in your pubes?
Oh, great. Oh, there's more now. There's more. They have friends. They invited to the party.
He found gray pubes. Now he's got, you only had one, now he's got multiple.
Congratulations, Hassie. Yeah. You're growing up.
It's a slow decline now.
No, I feel like now we can call you the real Silver Fox. You know what I mean? That's what I would call you should call that bad boy my Silver
or
Fox.
Snake.
No, Snake is not a fox.
Fox. Hassan, I have one more question. You know, I know we've talked about your gray pubes before, but does that mean my pubes will go gray?
100%, right?
What color are they, like, on their own? Are they dark or are they, like, blondish?
They're black.
Oh, they're black. Then 100%.
I'm more of a brownish black rather than a dark jet black, yeah.
Maybe I'll check.
I'll go blonde.
You keep it short, though, right?
Yes, of course.
I don't. Oh, Daddy, I grow that shit out on a regular.
you got a bush.
All right, Hussie, we love you.
We'll talk to you soon.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, that is just your daily piece. You know, some people get the skim. You know, they get the skim of the news.
Yeah.
We give you the skin.
The skin.
The skin of life.
So you can tan a penis.
Interesting facts.
See, and he would know because he knows everything.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, this is not safe for kids.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, no. What do you think that person in front of us is doing?
Not really sure. Maybe okay. gonna rob us.
That's okay. That would be fun because then that would be an activity for the kids. Like, we're getting robbed. Everybody grab a knife.
That would not be fun.
Oh.
You know what's weird is animals don't know what's going on. Squirrels don't know what's going on. Raccoons, yeah. they're just going to keep robbing our garbage. Like,
yeah,
no one cares,
that's
you know?
True.
Even though we might need our garbage, they're not, they don't care.
No, they don't. They don't feel the effects of this. They're not stressed out. You know, and I was also just, you know, speaking of animals, I just think it's so such a shame if a poor dog has to live with a weird family.
I know you do, but you don't care about the kids.
No, what do you mean? Oh, no,
what because, are you looking at?
No, because weird kids, weird people make weird kids, right?
I don't think so. I think you have a chance if you have a weird family.
Yeah, that's true.
I really
actually,
do think that if you can identify if your family is weird and get out of
it. I'm talking really weird.
Yeah, no, I do believe okay. you can get out of it. I do believe
yeah,
that you, there's so many social factors outside of you that, like, you... I think that the biggest parental mistakes we make is wanting our kids to be something that we think they should be rather than letting them be who they are. And then I think that relationships totally combust when our people are older because the expectations of who you think your kid should be disappoints you. Rather, like, so parents get disappointed in their children and then they no longer have a relationship with them because
really?
Think of how many people have a bad relationship with their parents. And when you were a little kid, could you ever imagine having a bad relationship and not talking to your siblings or your parents? And I know so many people who do not have a good relationship with their siblings, and I believe it's because of the parents. I really do believe that. I believe that you set the tone of your family, and if you ride your kids and if you point out all the things they're not, and if you think that they're, you know, they're this or they're that, siblings hear that and internalize that, and then they project what like the kid should be, you know. And I think that most parents have some type without even knowing
it. Yes, without even knowing it,
they're not even aware of what they had a dream before their kid was born of what their kid was going to be. And I believe when a kid comes out differently, like, let's say LGBT or like any of those, they never envisioned when they were pregnant that their baby would be different. Not that they're not accepting of it. It's just, it's a different story in their head than it was. So, like, they pictured playing baseball, like, and they pictured tutus and whatever their narrative was. And then when your kid isn't that, letting that go and trying to be 100% okay with your child who's totally different, I think takes a lot of self-work. And you have to know the fuck out of yourself in order to be okay with your child being who they are. How can you let your child be who they are if you're not okay with who you are? Right? So.
And so many people are not okay with who they are.
No, most aren't.
Yeah.
And so we have this weird thing that we're going to make our kids better versions of ourselves. But maybe there's nothing wrong with ourselves. There's just something we have to let go of. We have to let the hardest thing to do as a parent is let your kid go and literally help them understand who they are to be happy.
Do you think you disappointed your parents?
I think at times I have. 100%. I think that they were nervous. I took a lot of hard lefts. I think they always knew the core of me was good. But I think that if I had really gone different and let's just say married a woman,
mm-hmm.
and I think they would. If I did something untraditional, and we're very traditional.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know we are. How
and
boring.
I don't know. I think it would take them. They would not like I disown you. I just think it would take them time to understand my life.
Well, it's nice that we're easing into this.
For them that we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, oh, yeah, everyone's just like, that's awesome, you're awake. I think you really have to be locked and loaded with who you are in order to let go of your expectations of your kids and let them, and understand they're not you, they're them. You know, like,
I also find it, I find it hard to, but I guess it's just expectations, but when there are parents, when they tell there are children, when they tell their parents that they're gay, they're like, honey, I've always known, you know?
I know.
But for the parents who are like shocked by it, like,
because they didn't want, because it's not the story that they told, you know? I did find it hard for a while that Olivia was so different than me. Like, I really did find it hard that, you know, she was so shy and it's not easy for her to have conversations. And I was like, because the little kids who are like, you know, shit shows get all, like, are the ones who are celebrated and cute. And not that I needed that. I just would watch her watch people have fun. And I was like,
yeah.
Are you have like couldn't even really smile? But I've learned to let it go and be like, I'm not going to try to change you. I'm just going to help you understand who you are better.
Right, because you know, parents just they really just want their kids to be happy. And if they see that there's a struggle or they're going to have a struggle in life, they just rather it not be an obstacle that they don't have to overcome.
Everyone's going to have a struggle, and more struggles. I said to Max last night, oh God, you know what he wants to be like? He wants to be a beaver in his next life.
Wait. Wait a second.
Don't tell him. This is serious, okay? This is for real.
Oh.
It's not a joke.
How the fuck did he
cries at nighttime.
Beaver?
I don't... He's like,
wait,
how can
what
you...
what the fuck?
How can you guarantee I'm going to be a beaver?
Wait. Does he know about beavers?
I don't know.
Does he know anything about beavers?
I don't know.
Come on.
He doesn't know. He's like, how can you guarantee I'm going to be a beaver?
What?
When I... Maybe he did a class about beavers. I don't know. And he goes...
Do beavers have good lives?
Don't know. He just is like, how am I going to be a beaver? Like, he was crying last night. Like, if I die, how do I become a beaver? He's like, and if Chloe and I die together, can we both be beavers? Okay. He just, at nighttime, we have anxiety at nighttime. I've talked to you about this. And when he gets overtired.
Listen, I understand all that. I'm just trying to figure out the beaver.
Dude, at this moment, I'm just going with it. I'm like, you want to be a beaver? I'm like, you know, I can't promise you're going to be a beaver, but put it out to the universe and maybe they'll listen and you'll become a beaver. I don't know. My kids are fucking weird.
Well, you know what TJ wants to be?
What?
He wants to come back as the Hulk, but a baby version.
And then he's like, what if I come back? Oh, he wants to be a beaver so he's not homeless. He's nervous of being homeless. And beavers can build their own homes.
Oh, well, that's genius then. God, I'm glad you added that.
I pieced it together. He never said that, but he's like, what if I come back and you don't like me and nobody likes me and then I'm homeless?
Okay.
But beavers build their own homes.
That's fucking... I want to be a beaver, too.
So...
You know what? I've just decided that's what I want to come back as, a beaver.
So I'm trying to convince him. Like, I'm like, I can't promise you you're going to be a beaver, but maybe you'll be a beaver. And then I'm thinking, like, I keep seeing beaver is a vagina. One day you're going to learn what a beaver is. And everyone's... And then I'm like, why is it a beaver? It's because it eats wood and a dick is called wood. Get it?
Oh.
I know.
I did not know that.
Me neither. I just pieced that one together last night lying in bed.
Oh my God. A beaver eats wood. That's why we call a vagina a beaver.
I'm thinking.
That's smart. Wow, this is the most insightful shit I've ever heard.
So.
Wow.
I'm trying to calm him down. He's just crying about being a beaver.
Why can't you just tell him that he'll definitely be a beaver? He's not going to hold it against
you. I don't want to lie. Okay, true. Yeah. All right, I'll tell him.
We'll be dead.
Okay.
It's fine.
I tried to tell him that. He's like, so you're telling me I'm never going to see you again? I'm like, well, you know, we'll all be beavers. Let's all go back. And you know what? Natalie will be a beaver.
We'll
Tucker.
Yeah, we will. We'll all just come back as beavers. We'll have our own pond. Is that what they live in? Ponds?
Dams.
Oh, dams.
I don't know.
They're so smart. But you know what?
What?
He could also be like a wasp or a bee.
No, he fucking hates bees.
Oh, right.
Bees are like, if there was a bee, I think he would drown himself to get away from the bee.
Like, I think other animals also build homes.
Dude, he just wants to be a beaver.
Okay.
I'm going with it at this moment.
Okay.
This tumultuous time in life, if you want to be a fucking beaver,
you're be a beaver.
He's just a random kid.
Okay.
Love him. Remember, he wanted to be a race car pit.
No, I love that.
Wheel changer.
Yeah.
Also wanted to be a driver for something. Then he realized you have to sit for too long, so that was out the door.
Yeah.
He's very... That kid has got something special in there about...
Yeah,
beaver. Never heard that one before.
I love it.
And he's old enough to know that you don't really... Like, he knows he's got to come back as it. He can't become it in this life.
Okay, that's smart. At least we've got that.
Because, you know, when you're little, I want to be a dog.
Yeah.
No, you can't be a dog.
Yeah.
But, okay, sure.
I want to be a truck. You can't be a truck.
Idiot. I want to be a superhero. They don't live.
Okay.
Well, I guess we just wrap this shit up.
Wow. Shit, you and I could talk forever, but let's go do a Facebook Live.
Did you like that? With the beat? That was a great... That was a strong end.
If you were to come back... Okay.
We'll save that for next one. I hope you liked your slice of 35 minutes of entertainment.
Is that 35 minutes?
I think it was longer, to be honest. 40 minutes.
For God's sake.
We have to take out a part, though.
Right. Oh gosh, we had a special guest on the show.
It was great show. This one was one for the books, y'all.
Booka booka.
We have to have a team call after this. Just shout out to our team for understanding what a difficult time this is, and just being like, I'm on board. I'm going to help you. We got this.
You guys have been great.
Super, super proud of all of them, and we're going to get through this because yes, we have cutbacks too, but we're going to get through it, and we don't want to lay anybody off. We just have to cut back for the time being so we can take a step forward, and we appreciate our team. A huge shout out to them. We love you guys. And we'll see you fucking tomorrow. There's a new podcast launching, which I think is going to be really helpful. Yeah. It's with guests. It's a whole different world.
Yep.
Okay. Ciao, y'all.